With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
I still think Michigan waves the white flag, potentially avoids playing Ohio State.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
This weekend would be Michigan versus Ohio State.
Live.
It is canceled.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I am not here for the whole Michigan's ducking Ohio State thing.
The Rich Eisen Show.
It should not be entertaining.
Today's guest, Pro Football Hall of Famer Chris Carter, legendary broadcaster Bob Costas, Yankees first baseman Luke Voigt, co-host of Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt, NBA on TNT analyst Kenny the Jet Smith. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Okay, everybody, welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We are here on a Wednesday, 13 National Football League weeks officially in the books. Everybody now has played 12 games. Everybody has 1 month to go. We have officially reached the three-quarter post point of the 2020 NFL season that, as we are sitting here right now, is getting set to kick off on Thursday Night Football in a rematch of Super Bowl 53 between the Rams and the New England Patriots, and right now it appears that every game's going on as scheduled, and knock on wood if you're with me.
Let's go.
Very good. We're here on a show. We're five wide. We're five wide today. We'll run down the guest list in a second. I'm saying hello to Chris Brockman over there. Hello, sir. How are
Rich
you?
Rich Eisen. What's up?
Mike Del Tufo. Good to
hey,
see
Rich.
You.
How you
good
doing?
To see you. I'm kind of tap dancing a little bit, so my social media grandmaster. And Rich Eisen Show resident Dallas Cowboy fan can settle into his chair. And good to see you, T.J. Jefferson.
It was a rough night last night, Richard.
Well, I mean, I don't know why it would be a rough night since you told the Rich Eisen Show viewing and listening audience yesterday at the very top of the show, after watching the Washington football team hand the first loss of the season to the Pittsburgh Steelers, after we watched the New York football Giants go into the Pacific Northwest, the Seattle Seahawks, watching those two teams get to 5-7, awful records, yes, but they are playing excellent football right now. You did tell our entire audience that Varsity was playing last night.
Yeah, the Ravens were on, and so I was just letting people know.
So I guess, I guess one would then say last night was, if you will, Varsity Blues.
How Boy.
See, that's not necessary. That's not really not. Boy.
You know what? It's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, I thought you didn't like low-hanging fruit.
No, I occasionally pick it because it is ripe for the plucking.
Ugh.
And look, you know, as those are familiar with this program, and if you are unfamiliar with this program, right here on NBC Sports on Peacock, Sirius XM Channel 211, NBC Sports Audio, and the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, headlined by the Mightier 1090 here in Southern California. On our YouTube feed, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, I saw a gent from Scotland say he watches us every single day.
Hey.
I retweeted a GIF from Braveheart.
Greetings.
That's what I do.
Freedom!
Because, as you know, the other one for Scottish is, if you're Scottish, it's crap. You know, if it ain't Scottish, it's crap. Whatever. Long story short, those who may not know, if you do not know, I'm a Jet fan, still waiting on the first win of 2020, and we talk about that quite a bit.
Yeah.
But guess who's got company in the misery department, in the top five, choosing top five department? That would be the Dallas Cowboys. Look, people, Dak's out. If they were 3-9 with Dak, then this would be a 10-alarm fire, okay?
Does it go that high?
It doesn't.
Yeah.
It would be DEFCON negative 10. Doesn't go that low or high or whatever. Understood. Andy Dalton was supposed to keep the ship righted. And unfortunately for him, he got blown up in FedEx Field. And then the Dallas Cowboys started two more individuals after him, getting their first career starts in the process as well. So there's all of that. Now then, that I've placed all of the appropriate window dressing out there or excuses, none of those gentlemen I just mentioned play on the defensive side of the ball. None of them. None of them. And you could say that with this game being rescheduled due to all the COVID issues with the Baltimore Ravens, you could say that with that extra 4 days, instead of playing the game a week after their Thanksgiving Day loss to the Washington football team, you could say that by having this game delayed, getting extra 4 days to get ready for what the free football world knows. And apparently every single opposing defense knows, because the quarterback of this Ravens team came on this show himself and in a moment of clarity said on occasion the defense knows what plays are being called and calls them out, and thus creates more difficulty for the Ravens offense, which has not looked as stout as previous campaign from last year or games earlier this year. That defense, part of the NFL defenses that has figured out the Ravens offense, on the whole, had 4 extra days to prepare for him. And it looked like they didn't know what the hell they were doing out there last night. I'm serious. And this team, as we know, because the coach mentioned it, when the Ravens played a Wednesday afternoon game, had the rare opportunity for, as a team, to sit down and watch the team they were playing. Now, I know RG3 and Trace McSorley is not Lamar Jackson, but it's not like the wheel was being reinvented from last Wednesday to Tuesday night. I'm sitting there thinking, how the hell are they not stopping this offense even remotely? Gus Edwards averaged. Not Ingram.
Nope.
Not Dobbins. Gus Edwards, who, you know, is no slouch. Gus Edwards averaged 14.4 yards per carry. Do not adjust your sets.
I'm sorry, did you say Walter Payton average?
No. His name was Gus Edwards.
Jim Brown?
Lamar almost had 100 yards rushing. The team almost had 300 yards rushing. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. It was like they couldn't tell who had the football. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the Ravens handed them the ball to start the game. I mean, interception. And then matriculating the ball down the field on their second possession, fumbled the shotgun snap and put themselves behind the eight ball. But they were able to gather themselves for a 4th and 2 from the 37-yard line. And you could see Lamar Jackson waving at the Ravens sideline, keep Justin Tucker off the field. We're not going for 3 here. Come on now. Let's go. Because he missed the last game, as you know, Lamar Jackson, on the COVID-19 list. And he had COVID-19. He said after the game last night he still does not have the sense of taste or smell back. But one thing that his sense was telling him was, we can get this 2 yards. And he runs straight up for a flag football touchdown. I mean, oh, holy cow. Longest run by a quarterback for a touchdown against the Dallas Cowboys in their history. And it's on the verge of being historic for the Dallas Cowboys. They were 4-12 the year where Romo broke his collarbone in 2015 and Matt Cassel came in and Kellen Moore was the backup. So that's why they got Andy Dalton. That 4-12 season, I'm going back. There's a 3-13 season. We all know there was that one win season that led to Troy Aikman's drafting, because that 1-15 led to a first overall selection. This is getting to be just as bad as that. And Troy Aikman was in the booth last night. And in the post-mortem, the wrap-up, the 2 minutes to go, when we're all just watching the game just tick down, and those of us in fantasy football battles hoping that Lamar wouldn't get a single more yards rushing, sweating it out. Troy was basically saying he doesn't know where they're going in the offseason. He doesn't know where they're going.
A lot of question marks.
Jimmy Johnson says re-sign Dak and draft a franchise quarterback that high. I don't know what that's about. And by the way, if I'm the Houston Texans asking Jimmy to help us out to figure out who to hire next, I'd say, okay, that's an interesting 2 cents that you're giving to the Dallas Cowboys. But and he's on this new fangled committee that Houston is putting together to find their next coach. I want to talk about that later. I don't know what the Dallas Cowboys do. I have no idea. I don't know what to tell you. I do not know what to tell you because also, and this is not fantasy related at all, not fantasy related at all. I don't have him on my team, and I wasn't playing him this week, and I wasn't playing against him this week in any of my leagues. But is there not enough Zeke on the field? Like how many, like I know Tony Pollard is talented, but didn't we go through a Cabo San Lucas drama 2 Augusts ago that led to a running back in this league getting $90 million? Why isn't he out on the field? How come every single time it seemed they're nearing the red zone, Zeke's out, Pollard's in? Zeke looked like a third down back last night to me. Pollard was running on first and second, and then number 21 was coming on third down. And because he's better at pass protection.
I thought Zeke ran well, though, last night.
But why isn't he getting 30 damn touches in a game?
Right.
Especially when the other team is running all over you, and you need to keep them off the field because your defense can't stop couldn't stop a runny nose. Where the hell was Zeke last night?
18 carries.
Come on now. $90 million? There's so many question marks about this team right now. Coach, running back, defense. And you could even throw quarterback in there if you think that Dak won't come back fully healthy. I think they'd be nuts to move on from him. I think Troy Aikman said it as well when he was on the show 2 weeks ago. He said that Dak's proving his most valuable player worthiness every week. That defensive effort last night was mystifying. They had 4 extra days to figure out an offense that the quarterback of that offense on this show said everybody else was figuring out to their detriment. Come on. You know, Van Der Esch vacated the hole on that 37-yard one up the gut. He took responsibility for it after the game. But he's regressing. I mean, that kid was dynamite coming out of college. Jalen Smith biting on the inside. Even his stellar speed can't catch Lamar. I don't know, man. And it was must-win for the Ravens. They had to come up with that one. And next up for them, Cleveland Browns. I'm telling you, the AFC Week 14 is what the kids say, lit. What do you got?
Week 15, Rich. Flex scheduling.
The NBC folks are flexing into the Giants-Browns game?
Correct.
Oh, baby, baby.
We now live in a world where the Browns are flexed into Sunday Night Football, not out of.
And the Giants are getting flexed into it. And they've been residents that the Cowboys are taking that territory of top 5 draft choices.
Cowboys, 49ers.
That's been
out.
Their neighborhood.
Browns, Giants in.
Attaboy.
We talking playoffs?
Yeah, we are. We are. Okay. And the AFC playoff picture this week, week 14. Oh, come on now. One's playing 3 on Sunday Night Football, Steelers at Bills. Earlier in the day, 2 at 6. Mahomes versus Tua, Chiefs versus Dolphins, 7 at 8, Colts at Raiders. Come on now.
Can you dig it?
9, Ravens at Browns, 5 to wrap it up on Monday Night Football. Oh, yeah, we could dig it. We can dig it.
If only you can count.
Let's just go for it on the poll.
Can't wait.
Who gets the 7th seed in the AFC?
Throw it out there. All good. Oh, come on now. This is great. Week 14 schedule. Vikings 6-6 are at the Bucks, who are coming back at 7-5.
Colts.
If the Vikings win that game,
Okay? Vikings win that game and Arizona beats the Giants. Could the Bucs be sniffing it by the end of week 14?
Uh-oh.
It's 7-6?
Uh-oh.
That's on the line right here. Kyler Murray at the Giants. Can the Giants do to Kyler what they just did to Russ? Washington football team at San Francisco? Alex Smith? Taking on the Niners for the Washington football team that he is got playing winning football? Here we go. Oh, Lincoln Financial Field. Jalen Hurts getting his first career start against the Saints. Woo. Oh, baby.
The Saints come marching in.
They do. It all starts Thursday night with Patriots playing the way that they're playing against the Rams.
Let's go.
LFG. Don't look it up. And I do want to say this before we take our first break, and I'll reveal our guest list in a second. Dez Bryant, I don't know if you're out there watching Peacock. I'll give or listening. If you are, hi, Dez. I'm throwing up the X for you. And I will use this platform to give voice and emotion to what I tweeted out last night. Dez Bryant is told before the game last night, he's warming up, he's hugging his ex coaches and teammates.
Sure was.
And he's told, you got to sit down because you've tested positive for COVID-19. Your PCR tests that are considered inconclusive put together as a positive, so we had to check it with a rapid test, and you're positive. Sit down. And he tweets out that he's positive for COVID, and he can't believe it. He doesn't understand it. And basically, by tweet, pulls Conor McGregor, right?
Yeah.
Saying that he's out.
Quit.
Now, he says, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and call it a quit for the rest of the season. I can't deal with this. Imagine, because we've been sitting here wondering, why isn't Dez coming back? Does he want to play? Does he not? And I know it could be something physical, but with Dez Bryant, we're always wondering what is going on between his temples and hoping that it is coming up with a positive result for him. I root for him. I follow him on Twitter. I root for him. And so you have to wonder what's going on between his temples as he's thinking, I am back. Not only am I back, but I am back in a big game. I'm back in a big game the whole country's going to watch, and the team I'm taking on is Dallas. He had to be so hyped for this game. Mm-hmm. For him to be sat down right before in this manner had to be totally confusing for him. And I'm glad that he's tweeted out later on in the evening, yeah, I'm coming back. I'm being smart. You should just take a beat, take a breath. If you do have COVID, that's obviously the first and foremost thing to be concerned about and dealing with and being smart about. But the Ravens clearly have more games to play. Hopefully this is a false positive situation. He can clear himself and get ready for the Cleveland Browns. It's a Monday night football game. It is the whole country watching. It's not Dallas, not a former team for him. He said he wanted to make a point by playing against Dallas last night or playing last night. Just get through it. Get on the field. The Ravens need him. They need him. Boy, do they need him. Lamar needs him. He's already got the love and affection of his teammates. Get well soon, Dez. Get back out there. Throw up the X. Let's go. Let's go. Because the Ravens have very important football games to play. They need to win, I think, them all, because their conference record, which is a tiebreak of importance, if there is no head-to-head, is not in their favor. And they've got three conference games left, one in division against Cleveland, one against Jacksonville, one against Cincinnati, and then a big one against the Giants at home, out of conference. Got to win them all. Got to be smart, Dez, by just chilling out. He used the word smart. I thought it was appropriate. Just be aware of what's happening with his symptoms, if he has them. And then get back on the field and throw up the X. I look forward to it. Now then, today's guest, Chris Carter, is going to join us. He's on NFL The Grind tonight. Chris Brockman, he talked about receivers with Ahmad Rashad.
Oh,
that's
nice.
That's on tonight's NFL The Grind.
Awesome.
I want to pick his brain about that. Justin Jefferson is crushing it, as we know. Luke Voigt of the New York Yankees, one of the savages in the box, is coming to promote the Army-Navy game. His brother played in it. So we'll talk some football with Luke Voigt and Kyle Brandt. Kenny Smith, we did not even have time because we were so stuck in the football world on the previous show. Talk about James Harden holding out, then partying in Vegas,
yeah.
According to...
his Instagram.
Well, he's partying in Vegas. According to, I believe it was the Wall Street Journal today, he gave Lil Baby $100,000 in cash and $200,000 in gifts.
A Richard Mille watch.
Okay, a watch?
Yeah.
And honey buns?
Yeah, so he put the cash in a backpack and put the honey buns on top of the backpack to hide the cash.
Okay. Well, the cash is no longer hidden, which might be his biggest issue, but he's back with the Rockets?
That was so confusing. What was he doing?
I'm not sure.
So Kenny Smith will talk about all that?
He's back, but he's open to a trade to Philadelphia.
Okay.
But Daryl Morey has said he won't trade Embiid or Simmons, so I don't know how that deal gets made.
And at the end of this hour, a man who is trending on the social media site he abhors is the only word to use. Bob Costas trending on Twitter today because somebody was impersonating him.
2020, man.
Bob will call in 20 minutes time to personally debunk. That will be a great conversation. Let's take a break. When we come back, the Pro Football Hall of Famer Chris Carter talking some ball. Him and Ahmad Rashad on NFL The Grind tonight on FX. But he's on the Rich Eisen Show in moments.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop into Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
Back here on NBC Sports on Peacock, streaming right now, every single day at noon Eastern time after Dan Patrick is done with his stellar program. He hands off the audience to us. We do our best to keep it. Brother from another takes it from us, and we're all in between Pro Football Talk and PFTPM, the Florio Flout, as I like to call NBC Sports on Peacock, streaming right now. It is free, as everybody, I guess, who's watching us right now knows. Okay, so our radio audience is about to rejoin us. Bob Costas is going to join us in about 17 minutes' time to talk about how he was impersonated on Twitter.
Amazing.
I don't know if that's the word he's using.
No, definitely not. No. But all right, early results on the poll are pretty split.
So. What's the poll question again?
Who ends up the seventh seed in the AFC?
Okay.
Colts, Raiders, Ravens, Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At Rich Eisen Show to vote on that one. Luke Voigt of the Yankees, Kyle Brandt of Good Morning Football still to come, as well as Kenny's DeJet Smith. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Our first guest, before he joins us, I want to play a little bit of his work that's going to be featured on NFL The Grind on Epix at 9 Eastern time tonight. I host that show. NFL Films produces it. It's amazing. Chris Carter was watching some football and talking some receiver action with another Minnesota Viking wide receiver great, Ahmad Rashad. Check it out.
What do you think the adjustment was made at halftime with the score 28-0?
They got to be a little more physical. I mean, they can't turn it into a 7-on-7 because you're going against Belichick and dropping all those coverages and everything. So, to me, the goal would be, let me try to get a score.
Yeah.
Let me at least try to defend myself and to help the quarterback defend himself, because ultimately I know I'm going to have to throw it.
Yes.
But if you don't run the ball, especially in the first, say, half of the third quarter, man, this game will be over with. By the fourth quarter, people like me will be going out standing behind defenders saying, hey, man, Shit, throw the ball to somebody else. Hey, now listen, I like the football, but at some point, hey, I'm not going to get hurt out there in a total blowout.
Right.
People out there headhunting and everything.
Yes.
See, certain receivers, they go trying to chase stats. No, I'm trying to stay healthy.
Right, right.
One time Brad Johnson asked me, Chris, what are you going to do on this one? I said, I'm going to tell you, Brad, don't look my way. He said, why not? I said, because I'm going to be standing right behind the defender.
I love stuff like that. Chris Carter back here on the Rich Eisen Show. What a blast that must have been, Chris.
It was really a treat. I don't know who was that broadcaster for you growing up that helped you fulfill your ambition of being the great broadcaster you are. But Ahmad Rashad was one of those guys for me, him and Lynn Swan. Not only did they play the position with gracefulness and tremendous athletes and the way they spoke about sports and the way people respected them, like that's who I wanted to be on and off the field as a player, the way they were perceived as players, and then ultimately going to broadcasting. So it was really a special treat for me. Knowing Ahmad as well as I know him, to be able to sit down, watch some football, and to still talk about the basics of the receiver position, how they haven't changed. Well, getting in and out of your break and catching the ball away from your body. So it was a great afternoon.
Well, for me, Chris, that broadcaster was Marv Albert, who, as we all know, was at the mic calling play-by-play for all those games that Ahmad was doing sideline or courtside work for in the Jordan years, during the Last Dance years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I think Ahmad told us when he joined us back in the spring that he was watching The Last Dance with Michael because they're neighbors. Did you guys knock on Michael's door? Because it looks like Ahmad's Southern California spot where you were watching TV outside, right? Is that where you were for this?
Well, no, we were actually in South Florida. We were in Boca Raton, NFL Films.
Okay.
Rented us a nice little spot there along the water.
Look at them.
Not too far from my house and not too far from Ahmad. Ahmad does live just north of Jupiter, Florida.
Okay.
In the same development as MJ. And I did parlay this interview into golf in the next 10 days with them.
Well done.
Yeah, I'm not messing around, Rich.
There is an I in Chris. I understand that. You know, come on now.
Absolutely. The coaches used to always say, there's no I in team. I said, hey, coach, but if you take two of those letters, there's a me in there.
Now it makes sense. It's all dark outside and you're watching late games, and obviously the sun's going down early these days. So what games, mm-hmm. what guys were you checking out? I imagine Justin Jefferson has to be one of the receivers that you talked about, since he was one of the receivers you were talking about in your previous grind assignment earlier on this year. And that kid is doing stuff that we haven't seen as a rookie since Randy Moss in that uniform.
No, he's an amazing wide receiver. He's really handled the pandemic. He's the guy that started the season, you know, or training. The reason why he was not active those first couple games is because he was in the COVID protocol. Missed a lot of practice to start. So he was at such a disadvantage. And if you look at the star power that was from the draft, I mean, he was a receiver in the first round very seldom talked about. So his ability to be explosive, he's very competitive. He's better off 1-1 in the NFL than people gave him credit. And what he did in the slot in college, people didn't think he could do that in the slot or outside in the NFL. And he's proven a lot of people wrong. So anytime you're talking wide receivers, you should really be talking about Justin Jefferson. But we had a couple guys. We had a guy, Keenan Allen. We had him mic'd up. We had Adam Thielen mic'd up in the same game.
Mm-hmm.
And we had my man up there in Green Bay mic'd up.
Adams.
We had Keenan Allen didn't turn out to be mic'd up for any. I mean, we can't broadcast what he was saying because there was a lot of cuss words and everything.
I'm sure he wasn't
with
happy.
A rookie quarterback going against Belichick. So that was not fun. But the other wide receivers, it was great insight talking to Ahmad about them.
Okay, so let's get a little bit deeper into the Vikings, who are the sixth seed all of a sudden. They have battled back to 500, and you do have somebody as talented as Jefferson with Thielen. And the whole concept of they're going to miss Stephon Diggs is now, I think, a little bit out the window. And this team with Cook running the football, how real do you think the Vikings are right now, Chris?
Well, the thing about it is you like their coach. I mean, he has that grittiness that is going to rub off on the team. I mean, they lost a lot of star power with the salary cap and free agency. We thought that they might be retooling a little bit, but they put themselves, even after a horrendous start, they have put themselves right on the verge. They are not a dominant defense. And Dalvin Cook, if you didn't know about him, you should, because when he's healthy, he's one of the best running backs that we have in the league. And when he's not healthy, it's hard for me to even watch my team play. So they are legitimate. I still have concerns, which I've had the previous 3 years, about that offensive line. And you got to be concerned, especially in year number one, with that very, very young secondary.
Chris Carter here on the Rich Eisen Show. Check him out on The Grind on Epics at 9 Eastern time tonight. Let's talk about another former team of yours. What in the world is going on in Philadelphia? Do you think the owner is going to make wholesale changes? Because one was finally made at the quarterback position. How do you think this is all going to play out, Chris?
Well, Rich, I remember doing a number of shows and people in Philadelphia talking about how much better it is to go to work than it is in New England.
That's right.
That wasn't that long ago, Rich.
That's right.
Oh, man, they were just bragging. Oh, man, we love it here. It's not like New England. Well, New England going through their struggles. They seem to be going through their struggles. Because I said that defines a man is not who you are in your good times, but who you are in bad times. So for me, I wouldn't be surprised if they made wholesale changes, given how recent that they won the Super Bowl. Because to me, their medical staff, the last 3 years, I haven't seen a team that's been ravaged by injuries, and especially their veteran players. You know, so that's got to be resolved. Doug Peterson, was that just a magical year because of Nick Foles, and that magic's gone with Nick Foles? To me, if I'm going to start somewhere, though, I'm going to start with Howie Roseman. I'm going to keep him there because I like the players. I like the decision. And I like what he does as foundation to be able to set the team up. I just might get rid of some of those veteran players. And Doug Peterson, I think he still deserves another year.
Well, I mean, because one of the picks that everybody is picking on is this kid Jalen Reagor has not been able to stay healthy, and Justin Jefferson was on the board, and he is balling out, and how maybe that's the stick on Roseman that's going on in Philadelphia right now, and the stick on Peterson isn't maybe the fact that it was Foles who's gone, but Frank Reich's the one who's gone. Do you think that there's any there on that criticism, Chris?
Well, I am going to tell you, when you get in the situation specifically, because there were a lot of receivers and there were a lot of people that like Reagors. To me, I didn't like him more than Justin Jefferson. There's different courses for different horses.
Mm-hmm.
But Justin Jefferson, I was one of the mentors with the NFL at the combine, the 52 wide receivers. Saw them all, touched them all, talked to them all. This guy is meant to be a wide receiver. Reagor, is he a running back? Will he develop into a wide receiver? Like, will he live up? Will we be able to play as fast as he, you know, can run? Those are all question marks. But just he's a natural. Just like Isaac Brook was a natural. Just like Torrey Holt was a natural. Like, this dude can – God only makes so many of them guys. And they made a huge mistake in not taking him. I met with Philadelphia at the combine. And if they're telling the truth, they will tell you. Chris Carter recommended taking Justin Jefferson because they were talking about, well, we maybe need a more fast guy. Then he ran his 40 time because they didn't feel like he matched the skill set.
Mm.
Man, when you get a guy, you come up with a system to fit his skill set, and that's what Mike Zimmer's done, and him and Adam Thielen as a veteran player, because that just helps out a young receiver. That match right there has led to his phenomenal rookie of the year type season.
What do you think about the Frank Reich of it all? That Frank has left, and we could see what he's done in Indianapolis, and he was kind of the special sauce for Wentz there. That's part of
it. It happens to him all the time. Coaches don't like to admit it, but most of the time what we see is we see that coordinator go somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
and then he's exposed compared to Frank Reich going somewhere else. Frank Reich is a gem of a person. He will be known as a great football coach. He's a great teacher. People respect him an awful lot. You know, you got to give Philadelphia with that roster they had. They caught lightning in a bottle. Let's not forget, they won the Super Bowl over New England with a backup quarterback. Now, to me, what have they done since then? You know, they should be judged on what they've done since then. Belichick, his assistants go somewhere else. They fall on their face. He keeps running the empire just like they never left. But Doug Peterson, I think there's a great point there with Frank Wright.
Okay, ask the poll question to Chris Carter before we send him off to get ready for his golf outing with Ahmad Rashad and Michael Jordan.
Oh, so jealous. All right, Chris, who ends up the seventh seed in the AFC? Seventh seed AFC, Colts, Raiders, Ravens, Patriots.
Well, I normally would say the Raiders, but they're not going to play the Jets again. Or shit, they're playing the Jets every week. I'll be like, the Raiders, definitely. But I'm going to say with the Colts, man. They have really surprised me as a team, and if I was betting on one thing, I would bet on their defense to be able to make enough plays to get them in that spot.
Yeah, and then, I mean, that kind of echoes what you were talking about for Frank Reich, too, and Phillip being the veteran hand, and hopefully they can, you know, stay healthy. The defense is pretty damn good, and certainly up front, yep, if the offensive line can block, you know. And then I guess a little bit above that, the Browns. How real do you think the Browns are, Chris?
I've seen this happen before.
Oh, boy.
And I hope the Browns are Tampa. Because you remember, they drafted some kids, Sapp and Brooksy, and, hey, I'm tired of losing. I ain't never lost before. They win a couple games, then they lose one. And you'd be like, they're still the Yucks. They're still Tampa Bay. But eventually, they got that thing turned around, Rich. And I believe Stepanowski is doing an unbelievable job with Baker and the rest of that football team. Mm-hmm. This team, watch out for Cleveland. Cleveland Browns, I believe, are for real.
Excellent. Chris, thanks for the call. You take care of yourself. I look forward to seeing everything else tonight on the grind. We'll do this again soon.
Take care, guys.
Right back at you. That's Chris Carter, at ChrisCarter80 on Twitter, right here on The Rich Eisen Show. That did look pretty cool out there in Florida, right?
Sure did.
Everybody check it out tonight on The Grind. Okay, words I never thought I would say. When we come back, we talk Twitter with Bob Costas. This is fact. This is fact. I was trending earlier today, and he does know what trending means, right?
Maybe.
This is a wild. If you think 2020 couldn't get any wilder, it's coming up.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop into Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
Hey, everybody, the Rich Eisen Show store is open. Go to richeisenstore.com. Be the first on your block with one of these babies. T-shirts, both long and, of course, short sleeve and white or heather gray. We've got hats, people. And, of course, start your day with a cup of joe and a Rich Eisen Show coffee mug. Go to richeisenstore.com and shop your head off right now. So we're going to add masks. I told you that, right? We're going to add new masks to the equation there.
Yeah, buddy.
And then we'll figure that all out, and we'll get everything up to speed. How's that for...
I love it. I love it.
Just throwing around words that make up a salad to basically tell you that we're good.
People are suggesting we do a commercial. You know, we each wear an item.
Okay.
Or use it. Oh. Like, I'm a hat guy. Boom.
You're a hat guy.
You know.
Yeah, my coffee. You said that to people. Hey, my name's Mike. I'm a hat guy.
I'm a hat guy.
Is that how you introduce yourself?
Guy. Yeah. Good.
Fantastic. Very, very good, hat guy. Tell me when the radio audience is back so I'll know.
Totally will.
Okay.
I'm a radio guy, too. You're back.
Yeah, we're back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. We're one big, happy, simulcast family now here on NBC Sports on Peacock every day. Okay, so I wake up. Oh, knock on wood if you're with me.
Congrats.
Thank goodness, right? I wake up.
Thank God for that.
And I do what I do every day here in the world of having to sit in a chair like this and know what's going on in the sports world best I can. I reach for my phone and I look at Twitter, okay? And then I notice that the name Bob Costas is trending, and you could knock me over with a feather. Then, when I find out why Bob is trending, that feather could knock me through to the center of the universe. Is that there's somebody on Twitter, and it could be Bob, @real_BobCostas. Then you read the Twitter bio, and you begin to think something could be up, because it says former NBC Sports broadcaster, 21-time Emmy Award winner, 11-time Olympic host, president and sole member of the BCFC Bob Costas fan club. Doesn't sound like Bob.
No.
Bob has a unique like sense of humor, yeah. So, you know, you never know.
Yeah,
you never
know. Doesn't sound like Bob. Sure enough, we find out it's not Bob. None other than his son, Keith, is on Twitter. Then his son, Keith Olbermann's on Twitter saying it's not him. Many people who have ultimate respect in this business saying it is not him. So I wanted to make sure that we're all buttoned up and inviting here on the Rich Eisen Show to discuss this very subject is none other than the real, actual, 100% authentic Bob Costas. How are you, Bob?
I'm good, Rich, and it's appropriate that I would be on with you because yes. You have chided me now and then good-naturedly. Are you on Twitter yet? What would it take? What would have to happen before
yes.
you were ever on Twitter? And late last night, and then again this morning when I woke up, dozens of texts, some claiming it must be real, some saying this can't be true,
yes.
and one said, this is the best indication that hell has frozen over since the 04 Red Sox or the 2016 Cubs. But I am here to assure you and everybody else
yes.
that the fires of hell are still very much blazing because I am absolutely not on Twitter. They have taken the bogus account down. And I began thinking, you know, what would I have to do before I ever deigned to be on Twitter? What, like binge watch The Real Housewives of Orange County? hire Rudy Giuliani as my personal attorney? Make a return trip to Sochi just for the nostalgia of a pink eye episode? Star in a sequel to basketball? Or just for you, Rich?
Yes, Bob.
Make a special trip to the NFL Combine. All those things will happen before I'm ever on Twitter.
I mean, a prequel to basketball would be pretty epic.
Prequel. I like it.
Yeah. You know what? I have to admit that.
If
the Zucker brothers asked me to do a sequel, especially with Al Michaels at my side,
yes.
to basketball, it must be done.
I owe it to the
American public.
Same thing
if Lance Crowther and Chris Rock say, we're going back to the well with Pootie Tang.
Sadate.
Wadate, my brother. Wadate.
Okay, so this is the real Bob Costas. We can confirm that now.
Yeah.
Twitter needs that.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, of all the things in the world. So your son tweeted it out that this is not you. And then he did actually add some sort of caveat to make sure that just in case my dad is, you know, had a complete transformation personality in the last 12 hours. But there he is. By the way, your son's avatar. I don't know if you're aware of this, Bob, on Twitter.
I am.
Okay. His avatar is Willie McGee, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, because he grew up in St. Louis, and when he was a kid and first loving baseball, Willie McGee was a big star with the Cardinals. He's beloved in St. Louis, so Willie McGee is his avatar. Keith doesn't go on Twitter very much, but in this case, he had to rush to his Twitter account to set the record.
But it does appear that he did text you the screen grab of the Twitter account asking you what you want for Christmas. That's what that looks like. He put up on his page. Right there, Bob.
Which makes no sense, because ordinarily he would just call me or text me.
There you go.
With that question.
Okay, very good. Now, for is the one tweet that came out from the fake Bob Costas, you, that to me indicated 1,000% this was not you. Are you aware of what this person was tweeting out in your name, Bob?
Not really, except when I saw the first screen grab that Keith sent to me.
Yes.
One tip-off should be, look, I'm a reasonably humble and self-effacing guy.
Yes.
But would I knowingly shortchange myself 7 Emmys? The guy couldn't even get the number of Emmys right.
Exactly.
I said that. I said 21 seems a little light.
Right? You got to pull a scam. Get your ducks in a row.
That is fantastic. No, he tweeted out.
21 seemed light.
He tweeted out this person, tweeted out his, or the fake, the real Bob Costas' NFL power rankings, 1 through 5 currently in the NFL. Which to me gives...
That actually shows that he might have,
yes.
Maybe it's a she, who knows, this person might actually have a twisted sense of humor. Because as you know, Rich, with all due respect to my past history with it, to all the people in the NFL I admire and respect, you know that I have no idea how to rank teams 1 through 5 in 2020 in the NFL. If my life depended on naming the coach of every NFL team and their starting quarterback, I'd begin making out my will and testament.
And the account's down now, and so this sorted episode is now complete, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What a dark day it was.
Although I'll tell you this, though, Bob, we've been talking about it here. We think this is the crowning achievement of your career. We think this is the capstone of the career. This is essentially your EGOT, okay? You have the Emmys, 28 of them, right, to be accurate. You've got that's the E. The G is we decided to go with the Gowdy Award to prove that you're not in just one but two professional sports halls of fame. Okay. That's the
impressive
one that you got. Okay.
Yes.
The O is Olympics, right? And T is Twitter impersonation. I mean, that's
wow.
That's it. That's your EGOT, Bob. Yeah, what do you think?
That's pretty very clever, and that pretty much does finish it out. I ought to think of this like Ted Williams' homer in his last at-bat, like Jordan's final shot for the Bulls in Utah to win the title. This is like walk-off stuff. You don't come back out. There's no encore. It's over. It's like Johnny Carson. He never came back.
That's right.
He bid everybody a very heartfelt good night.
That's
they
right.
all wondered what he'd do next.
Right.
He didn't do anything.
And whoever created at @real_BobCostas is like the Bette Midler singing you out, pretty much is what you're saying. Right there.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Oh, by gosh.
I'm now looking at it in an entirely different light.
See, that's what I figured you should do. Bob, I appreciate the time. It is not you. That was never you. It would never be you. Does that sum it up?
Pretty much.
All right, Bob. Best to Jill. Thanks for the call. You take care.
All right. Best to Susie. Thanks. Happy holidays.
You see me. There's Bob Costas, everybody. You, that's Bob. The real one. I have not laughed that hard in quite some time.
That's great. That's great.
Would he shortchange himself 7?
That was fantastic. That's the first thing I said.
Yeah, seems like
I didn't have the heart to tell Bob that the reason why it was 21 Emmys is because that's what it is on Wikipedia.
I mean, exactly. It's like fix that.
And how about
the internet's version of official information? And it mostly is accurate, you know.
And you chastised me for mentioning Pink Eye pre-show. Bob brought it up.
I did not chastise you. I said that I'm – because when we went over what could the G be in EGOT, you know.
Oh, that just
and
really –
by the way, conjunctivitis is spelled with a J, I think, not with a G.
Right.
That just made me really wish that Bob really was on Twitter. After all of that,
you
know,
like,
he has to join us.
No, there are some people in our industry for whom Twitter is not.
Is beneath them.
Yes.
And it's, Bob is definitely it.
You know what I mean?
I mean, we got that many laughs out of Bob in that amount of time. Just imagine him on a daily on Twitter.
I have not laughed that hard.
That was good.
Just don't even cut that up. Just put that entire appearance on Twitter, please, by the way, at Rich Eisen Show.
By the way, that's literally what Smitch just texted.
Very good. Well done, Sean Mitchell. We're of like mind. Oh, my gosh. Look, I do wake up every day and take a look at it because I need to know what's going on.
Sure.
Right?
The trending, you got.
I'm just wondering,
idea.
If I did not have this job, would I be on Twitter?
Yeah, you might.
I don't know.
I would hope not.
I don't know.
Twitter is not usually a good place.
Because even people who do jobs like this still just look at it. They might not post.
Right.
The 1980 Olympic team yesterday, somebody posts, because yeah. They always do it every so often. They go, imagine if Twitter was around during 1980 and the 80 Olympic team goes back. We lived it. We don't want Twitter. Yeah. It's like sometimes you just don't want it.
Yeah. Don, can you put up the trending page one more time? Because I just put up the trending page one more time. I just wanted to see who Bob was trending with or in between, or who was trending above and who was trending below. Because, again, it's just one of those. It's just Bob doesn't. He doesn't have time. He almost went. I was hoping that he doesn't say something disrespectful about the National Football League, because he did with due respect, and he did not disrespect.
There it is.
Okay, so he's trending just beneath Happy Hump, because it's Wednesday.
Oh, fun day.
Right. It's
Wednesday. And then just above Rumble and Bellator. Oh.
I mean, that's fantastic.
Oh, boy.
Amazing.
Luke Voigt is coming up next. So we've got two voices of baseball, right? One who's like the actual total 100% voice of baseball, right? Up there with Vin Scully, right? And then you got Luke Voigt, a savage in the box. Bob's talking about Twitter, or we had Bob talk about Twitter. Luke's talking about the Army-Navy game. So we'll talk about that because his brother played in the Army-Navy game, which is going down. The 121st Army-Navy game is happening this Saturday on CBS at 3 Eastern time. So Luke's going to be joining us, and then Kyle Brandt will be joining us, and then Kenny Smith will be joining us after all of that. Zan had a fantasy basketball draft last night.
Oh, he's doing hoops, huh?
Mm-hmm. With his classmates.
All right, what spot did he have?
Fourth. Or fifth. Fifth or sixth.
Who did he take?
Tatum.
Ooh, nice.
Tatum.
Love it.
Yeah,
it might be a little high for Tatum.
Harden first.
Wow.
Harden was one.
Instead of Durant, did Durant go on the top
no,
four?
No, I didn't see him there.
Wow.
Anthony Davis, Giannis, Harden, and I forgot who the fourth was. Was it Durant? I don't know.
Well, fourth, you just said X took Tatum.
No, he didn't. He wasn't fourth. He was after that.
Oh. I'd say he was seventh.
I forget what it was, but I have not done. It's the first basketball fantasy draft I ever.
They're a lot of work.
Monitoring.
Right?
I helped him with the first few, and then I just said, "You're on your own."
Yeah, fantasy drafts.
I did. You're on your own. Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
I haven't played basketball.
He got his fifth round. He got Zion. I'm like, go for it. Mm-hmm. And one of the 12-year-olds on the Zoom said, "Zion stinks."
I don't think that kid knows basketball.
Another one said, "Paul George stinks."
TJ, thoughts?
I mean, we should have 12-year-olds on here. You should hear what they have to say. They're worse than some of the people on Twitter.
That seems got to be great.
They're worse than that.
So, Chris, you disagree that Zion stinks? Is that what you just
I don't said? Think Zion stinks.
Oh, okay.
I said the 12-year-old doesn't know what he's doing if he thinks Zion stinks.
Zan was fired up to get Zion.
And I wanted your take on Paul George, TJ, since, you know, he's on your team.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I know. It's such a bummer. What a total disappointment. Could you say Paul George is like top 10 most disappointing athletes of 2020?
Ooh.
It's tough to say. Bubble, you got to, I mean, just in terms of results.
You know, I'm willing to
expectation level and results, and then reaction to the results.
I'm willing to give everybody a pass once 2020 is over and start fresh because this whole year
has been. That's totally reasonable.
Crazy,
that was maybe an unreasonable question for me to ask, but
This year,
out of the mouths of babes and into the fantasy drafts of only one of the kids last night. 844-204 Rich number to dial. Luke Voigt, Kyle Brandt. That was so dynamite with Bob Costas. Everybody, Luke Voigt talking football with the Yankee coming up next. And last night, so I'm helping Zan with his Zoom. And his draft, best I can, you know, because I want him to do it himself. But, he's questioning about what about this, what about that. And I told him to get Donovan Mitchell. We got him. Donovan Mitchell got him. I'll get the whole thing. We'll talk about it maybe later on tomorrow. But at the same time, my fantasy was coming down to Lamar Jackson for the fishmonger of Santa Monica and his totally clueless partner. And I had Justin Tucker. And I had a 19-point lead coming into the night. And Lamar took the lead and then had a touchdown pass into the end zone that he skipped. Do you remember he skipped that?
He was wide open.
He skipped it.
Willie Snead wide open.
And it led to Justin Tucker giving me the lead again for good. But there was an opportunity when Lamar came around the end for maybe to score.
Yeah, tackled
it. Oh,
like five.
My God. I literally sweat through my shirt.
There's nothing worse. Absolutely,
you know, the poker term, a sweat. Oh, man, I sweat it out. Or is that a gambling term?
It's gambling.
Oh, my bad. We're back with Luke Voigt in a second.
Welcome to the MIP.
Yeah.
The Michael Irvin Podcast.
You knew this was coming.
Guess who?
Let me start this thing off.
Join me every week for the Michael Irvin Podcast. We'll give you the full MIP experience. I'm talking everything from football to fashion. I will be chopping it up with playmakers, headline makers, and I am throwing haymakers. I'm the MVP of the MIP. Don't miss it.
Download new episodes of the MIP, the Michael Irvin Podcast, every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.